this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600. CIQC.
Another holiday.
Welcome back to Travel World. AM 600 CIQC. Here I am in studio again with Stephen Pickford. I'm Willem Backus. And
good afternoon. Great to be here today. Snowy day, but thinking of other climes and other destinations today. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking about London, a great
beautiful
city.
London, England, eh?
Great place. Just got back a couple of weeks ago.
And this is a wonderful time of year, isn't it? We had a great show last week. It was fun, festive, and so on. And we also celebrated the fact that Chad's hand is getting much, much better. Congratulations, Chad. But we have other reasons to celebrate. In fact, there are four birthdays that I wish to announce. We had our intrepid Chad the Engineer, who had a birthday last Wednesday. And just yesterday, my friend Jeff Alguer had a birthday, 31. Stephen Pickford is 36 on Wednesday coming up, and my father has his birthday December the 15th. Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much, Willem.
Definitely. So, Chad, how's the hand?
Oh, it's coming along well, thanks.
That's great. Chad had an accident during the summer, and his hand was pretty badly hurt, so we follow his progress.
But, we have a lot of things coming up. I know you're talking about your friend Jeff will be doing a few pieces with us starting in the new year on handicapped accessible transport.
And, absolutely.
Traveling for the disabled. That's a growing field, and a lot of listeners will be interested in that. Joining us on the line now to talk about getting away to London in this off-season is the Vice President and General Manager of Canada for British Airways, Malcolm Freeman. Good afternoon, Malcolm.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Glad you could join us. Well, first of all, I have to tell all our listeners what a great flight on British Airways when I went over to London 2 weeks ago. Very polished, very professional service, a really enjoyable flight.
Thank you very much indeed.
And you're celebrating your 50th anniversary of service to Montreal this year.
Yes, we are, and I guess probably the most important move is that we've moved back to Dorval, and we're very happy about that. We now have a daily service from Montreal to London that's a Boeing 747, and from all accounts appears to be extremely popular with Canadians.
Right. Now, Canadians love to get away to London, and I can't see any better way of getting there than with British Airways because you get that whole feel of being in London from the moment you board the aircraft. You're also the only carrier still operating with the three classes of service. You still have a first-class cabin, and you've really remodeled all of the aircraft and upgraded the service over the past year or so.
That's right, yes, and we certainly aren't going to stop there. We have plans afoot right now to revamp the economy class cabin. That hasn't been done for a couple of years, and I guess we'll make some pretty good announcements on that towards the end of this year.
What kind of modifications do you have in mind for the economy class cabin?
Well, we're certainly looking at a far better seat than what we've had before. You probably have seen the seat in our business class cabin, which we nicknamed the cradle seat because it tilts back, and not only tilts back, but comes into almost like a sort of a hammock shape.
Really?
And we're trying to design something similar for our economy cabin.
Are they really sleeper seats, Stephen? Because, I mean, my pet peeve on airplanes is they call it a recliner seat, but, I mean, maybe you measure this in centimeters, I'm not sure, but...
Well, the seat in first class really stretches out like 6 feet, 6 inches. It really makes into a bed. They call it like a pod-type seat.
Really?
And the seat in business class was very, very comfortable. I managed to catch a few winks, and I'm usually not a very sound sleeper on board an aircraft.
Really? So, Malcolm, are you saying you're doing this for economy class people?
Well, we're certainly looking at a new design of seat, which is very exciting, and I can assure you it'll be far more comfortable than the current one that we have.
Well, that's great. You'll be the only airline doing this, because I know that most other airlines, including... The Dutch airline, they also still have the cattle car seat.
I really can't account for them at all. I haven't flown on them for some time. But
no, exactly. I'm just mentioning them as an example.
They're right, that you'll have a unique offering in the marketplace that will certainly entice passengers to fly your airline.
Yes, we do. At the moment, in fact, if you can get in before December the 15th, you can get from Montreal to London for $499 return. And, of course, after that, the fares do go up slightly for the rest of the sort of December period. But we'll come back again in January, I guess, with some pretty good special offers.
Well, that's certainly the time of year to go is, you know, up until the end of March, for example, through BA Holidays, you've got some very affordable vacation packages that people can take. I mean, I was looking through your vacation planner, and prices start like at $265 per person, double for 6 nights, hotel, breakfast, two theater passes. I mean, you can't beat pricing like that, so it's great to go in the off-season.
Yes, I guess you're right. We're probably the biggest buyer of hotel bed nights in London, and we certainly pass these tremendous discounts back to our passengers, and with great success. We sell several thousand every month out of Canada alone.
And also, I mean, when you look through that brochure, there's not just London. I mean, British Airways Holidays has a whole range of other destinations throughout the UK, Ireland, mainland Europe.
Yes, we do. I think the most popular ones out of Montreal in particular are, obviously, London comes first, and then followed by Paris, where we offer a wide selection of hotel accommodation and various sightseeing tours and things like that, and appear to be extremely popular with the Montreal market.
Right. No, Montrealers certainly like to combine sometimes more than one city. You know, you have some fares here that are sold through tour operators, ticket consolidators, where you can get a free stopover in London. So if you're going on to a city like Zurich or Athens or wherever, you can combine that, pay the through fare to Zurich or Athens, and get a stopover in London. So you can combine two world-class cities for the same price, which is another benefit of flying British Airways.
Yes, it is. Hotels in London start these days at about $48 per person. And I guess our biggest seller right now is the mini show tour, which is $82 per person. That offers you three nights accommodation in central London and a ticket for a West End show.
Right, and considering that sometimes the ticket for the show alone could cost you close to that, getting the hotel for three nights certainly makes it a real bargain.
I guess so, and I guess it's because at this time of the year the hotels aren't full, and with our tremendous buying power, we seem to get pretty good rates at them.
Right, no, it's buying power that does it. You also have some services on board. You're talking about upgrading the economy class cabin, but you have a whole program on board for people traveling with family, sort of a children's flying program.
Yes, kids have always been part of our customer service drive, and we try and treat them as best we possibly can. And there are a whole variety. For example, we have a children's menu where you can get kids food, and children seem to enjoy themselves immensely on board the aircraft.
Well, they don't have to fly cargo.
No, that's reserved for the cargo cabin or for carrying pets, although you can't take pets on flights to Britain because of the quarantine laws. What else was I going to say here? There are a lot of benefits, of course, in going in the off-season. There are, first of all, the flights aren't as crowded, but also when you get there, as we mentioned, the pricing is a lot lower, and you don't have the crowds when you get to the attractions that you want to see.
The pricing's really great. In fact, I was in London last week and actually stayed in a hotel right on Oxford Street, and it was busy, and there were probably thousands of people shopping, but really exciting getting in sort of the pre-Christmas sales and lots of exciting shopping to be done, plenty of good theatre to see, and the usual very vibrant city, good food, good entertainment, and really a great place to go for a couple of days.
No, it's certainly a great place for a weekend getaway, or extended weekend getaway, or for a week break during the winter time. And certainly the best way to get to London is with British Airways. I want to thank you for taking a few moments this Saturday, Malcolm Freeman, for joining us. And we'll be continuing our discussion on London and in the off-season with Genevieve Bourne from Music Plus when we continue after the break. I just want to also let everyone know that it's time for lunch and time to give that number a call, 383-6000 Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less. Time for lunch, call 383-6000.
Time for a break, Chad.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Crossing your debt.
CIQC, Montreal.
We have great gift ideas for you here at Beau et Martineau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, right near the Café Anguignon. And don't forget, always buy now, pay only in November 1998. Gift ideas, gift certificates, values of $20 and $100. Drop on by and check out the new Christmas flyer that we have here. You'll get a good selection of gift ideas. We're going to help you along. And also, you're going to find a JVC camcorder at $599 with a bonus, a high-capacity battery, a soft case, a videotape free. And don't forget, you always buy now and pay only November 1998, and that's important around this time of the year. And when you shop at Beau et Martineau, you could win one of 10 Beau et Martineau Christmas stockings filled with home appliances, electronics, furniture, total value $35,000 in prizes. We have all the details in store. Of course, this Christmas, it's magical at Beau et Martineau. And don't forget, we're open today till 5, tomorrow 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock at Beau et Martineau. Free delivery within 200 kilometers, always at 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Holiday Traditions, brought to you by Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. For your holiday greenery, trees, plants, flowers, and arrangements, call 684-4838. Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop.
Christmas in North America comes from many lands. In a moment, the origins of our holiday traditions.
Make it a blooming, beautiful holiday season. Make Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop your source of a super Christmas tree, real or artificial. Beautiful holiday plants, including poinsettias, bouquets, and floral arrangements with fresh or dried flowers for gifts or festive celebrations. In fact, you can help create your own arrangement with the floral designer on staff. Call 684-4838 or head for 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 684-4838.
Many of the nationalities in North America have contributed to our holiday traditions. Santa comes from Holland, the Christmas tree from Germany, the nativity scene comes from Italy, and mistletoe from England. Even today, one of our most recent holiday traditions, the luminarias, is a recent contribution from the Mexican culture, a multinational holiday tradition.
Start your vacation a day earlier at the Best Western Hotel International Dorval. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks in the Best Western Dorval's secure and locked parking lot. Hop aboard the Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. It's only 1 kilometer to Dorval Airport. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep without worrying about early morning weather. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. When heading off from Dorval this winter, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Côte de Liesse at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Please, we're now on air. And we'd like your participation. This is a song for you called Live Wire.
Live Wire, listen back in to AM 600, CIQC, and Travel World.
Travel World, talking about our trip to London this week.
That was the unmistakable sounds of Bon Scott and AC/DC. They have a new box set out, and everyone knows it's my favorite band.
Yeah, your favorite band, so you've been... If you were just in heaven when you found that box set, you were so happy to get it.
Like a cartoon, my eyes popping out of my head. But
you just wanted to grab that. But no, as we were talking to Malcolm Freeman earlier from British Airways, had a great time in London, England. And
you traveled with Genevieve Bourne, didn't you?
Right, I traveled with Genevieve, and it was a very interesting week.
She was a great guest, wasn't she? She talked about Barcelona and Berlin when she was on, and I think we got her on the line. Here we go, Genevieve.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Oh, good afternoon. Glad you could join us this afternoon.
No problem.
Genevieve, I have one question to get out of the way.
Yeah?
So we don't do it at, you know, just as you're about to leave, you know. Could you tell us about the weather?
Actually, I was very pleased by the weather for the first days. It was pretty mild. It felt like springtime. It was beautiful. Once, after a couple of days, it got a bit colder and it started to rain a bit. But I think I got lucky. I think I got lucky, and most of the time I've had good weather.
That was great. Now, Genevieve, we are on the phone again last time, but what's it going to take for you to come into the studio with us?
Maybe a more quiet lifestyle. I don't know, because I'm working today, so I couldn't join you in the studio. I have some interviews to do and all that.
That's fine. You have an open invitation anytime you like to drop by.
Oh, thanks very much.
Now, we know whenever you travel, Genevieve, we did enjoy your visit the last time around, and you really enjoy the architecture in the building. So tell us what you saw in London.
Oh, so many beautiful things. I actually love the houses in London. You know, like, Paris is a beautiful city, but everything is white and the buildings are all the same. But in London, you have so many styles of architecture, and I think that's so beautiful. I love the houses, and it changes from one neighborhood to another. And there's those beautiful big buildings also that I loved to look at. Of course, you know, there's the obvious Parliament and the big buildings, but there's sometimes you just walk and you see this little thing that appears at the end of a street, and it's so beautiful. I was really struck by the BBC. I did not know really what it looked like, and I thought it was so beautiful, such a beautiful building.
Right, Art Deco style, right opposite the Lyman Hilton, which was a beautiful place in itself.
Yeah,
very. Did you see any 1920s Beaux-Arts architecture?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I loved it. And I've been walking in different neighborhoods. Like, I went around the Abbey Road Studios, and I went to see Paul McCartney's house. And that's the Westminster neighborhood, and that was so beautiful. And I was spending a lot of time also in the Kensington area.
Did you see the King of Kensington?
The King of Kensington?
No, I don't suppose you saw Al Waxman.
I think I did not. And, so around Kensington, the houses are so beautiful. And, so it's always a pleasure to go in a city like that.
Right, because it certainly is a walking city. I mean, I took a walking tour. You took a walking tour as well. The original London Walks, which there's like two or three dozen of these scheduled walks, take around two and a half hours, very reasonably priced, are £4.50. And you really get an inside look at little alleyways and small streets and hidden details about buildings, the architecture, the history that you would not normally know were there. I mean, just to get off the beaten path is what we like to do in a city, and London Walks is the way to go in that regard.
Oh, definitely. It really is a walking city. It's a very big city, but it's very nice to walk. Very
nice. Tell us about the Thames River. I know that it flows through London, and they had a thing about it not too long ago about it being polluted. Now, how is it now? Have they done any cleanup?
Well, are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I have no idea about that.
Well, I think they really have. I mean, they're using the river more now. You can take a boat cruise in the warmer weather, and you can take a catamaran down from the downtown central core of London down toward Greenwich. At this time of year, I wouldn't necessarily recommend going on one of those boats. They're not that warm, but you can take the Docklands Light Railway out and visit Greenwich. That's a great sort of area to visit, because you have the Royal Naval Staff College and the Royal Observatory, and it's a real naval atmosphere, even though it's an inland city on the river. And Greenwich makes a nice little half-day trip from the downtown core.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place to go. And I also went to Windsor when I was in England, and the Thames goes all the way to Windsor, but it's very quiet around there. I felt like, you know, the Richelieu around here, you know, this very nice river. It felt like that. It's more narrow and very calm around there, and there's beautiful bridges, and there's the castle, obviously the Windsor Castle, and that was really beautiful.
Right, because it's a more pastoral setting, sort of rolling lands further sort of southwest of the city.
Did you travel outside of the city at all?
Yeah, I went to Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to spend a couple of hours in Windsor, and that was very, very beautiful.
Right. No, and also I went to York, and York, if you take the train, it's around 2 hours north of the city. It's 188 miles. It does it in 2 hours, so it's exceeding over 100 miles an hour. And I can't say enough about how efficient and how well-maintained the British rail system is. It's no longer all nationalized as Brit Rail. They've sort of semi-privatized it, giving franchises out. And so the northbound line to York and Edinburgh is operated by the Great Northeastern Railroad. And there's about a train every 30 minutes. You go around 100 miles an hour, and you can take a day trip up to York. And that's a really nice, talking about walking cities and architecture, it's a walled medieval city, no traffic within the walled city, and lots of stores, especially at this time of year. It's all lit up. It's been occupied by the Romans, the Saxons, the Vikings. They have a Viking festival in February where they actually burn a boat in the river and follow all the traditions of the Vikings.
That wouldn't be Scott-Saxon, would it?
No.
No.
No. different era. Different era, different place, different time. But York...
So you're telling me that British Rail has now diversified. They've privatized.
Right.
Are you saying now that if the pet shop owner's brother was lying, that you could blame British Rail for that?
Yeah, you could still probably blame Brit Rail for a lot of things. Brit Rail is now the marketing name in North America for the service, for all the independent railroads like Comex, Great Northeastern. They operate out of around 6 different stations in London, so you have to know, the travel tip, know which station your train is leaving from, because, you know, for example, the northbound trains go from King's Cross.
So how do you compare them to Via Rail?
Actually, Via Rail is better. I will say Via Rail is better. There's more legroom on a Via train.
I love Via Rail.
And first class on Via really means first class. You get a meal. First class on a British train, all it means is they will come by your seat to take your order to sell you your food.
Now, Via Rail does have adapted transportation. I got to say that. When we traveled in the first class via one cabin, we noticed there was a section set aside for people in wheelchairs. Now, the last time that Jeff from Ottawa traveled on Via Rail, now this was many years ago, they actually had to lift his wheelchair up to the place. Now, I want to know, these days, if Via Rail has...
At major stations, there is an automatic lift, and if it's operated with LRC equipment, it can lift the wheelchair right to the main level of the coach.
So they've vastly improved that. Now, Genevieve, have you noticed anything of the kind in England in terms of adapted areas?
I would say that I've seen less than here. In main buildings here, you have this alley for wheelchairs and all that. I've seen less of that over there, but I guess in maybe the hospitals or big, important buildings, I guess there is some, you know. But here it's more, you know, in front of every bank, you see an alley like that, you know, and I think it's more adapted here.
How easy would it be, Stephen, for... say, a person in a wheelchair who wanted to travel to London, how could he get around? Would BA accommodate him?
British Airways would accommodate him. It'd be all right here because they have facilities in order to get on the jetway and on board the aircraft. You will have difficulty maybe, as I say, getting around in transportation. You'll have to arrange with private car hire companies to get around because the public transportation system, the underground system, is not adapted. It's very deep and it's not adapted. Some stations only some stations have elevators, and some of those elevators are not working. So, but the above ground transit, yeah, reminds you of home. The above ground system, there are some adapted regular service buses that are wheelchair accessible, but not necessarily the entire system.
It's coming up on 12:30 here at CIQC, which reminds us, of course, we had a pizza last week on the air from Pizza Donini, and it was delicious, everybody. And they have more than just pizza. They have great chicken. They have other food, wings, and so on. And probably the best pizza you can get in Montreal.
And you just call that one easy-to-remember number, 383-6000.
Just one number for you, Pizza Donini. Let's take a break, Chad.
You guys are bad.
AM600 Montreal.
You've got a Friday night date with Johnny Beauvais right here on AM600. 9 to 10, Johnny's around with some great music from the golden era of the big bands. Your favorite tunes, your favorite singers, the best bands in the land, along with Johnny's footnotes on the people who made the music. If you like listening, if you like reminiscing, you'll love what we have to offer Fridays 9 to 10. Johnny Beauvais and the big band sounds on AM600. Brought to you by Kanata Plaza. Great shopping on the way to Chateauguay.
Good afternoon, Leslie Robinson broadcasting live from Coatesville Shopping Center. We are in front of Zeller's as we introduce to you Vaporetto by Pulte. This is a brand new cleaning system for your home, 100% environmentally safe. You don't use any chemicals, no soaps, no suds, no nothing. All you use is water. Use only portable water. It's heated to a temperature in excess of 300 degrees, and it's distilled as you use it. You can use it on everything from carpets to ceilings, mirrors to vinyl, ovens to tubs. It sanitizes nurseries, pet areas, destroys odors and mildew. It is fabulous. Come see us as we demonstrate how it works. We are in Coatesville Shopping Center in front of Zeller's Vaporetto by Pulte.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Holla, holla, ho, and holla, holla, hey, another holiday.
And we're back here on Travel World on AM 600. I'm Stephen Pickford, and we're talking this afternoon with Genevieve Bourne from Music Plus. She's still there with us, Genevieve.
Oh, yes.
Of course, we also went to visit a lot of museums. I know we went to the Cabinet War Rooms, which was of great interest to you.
Oh, definitely. I went to see an exposition called Sensation, and there was an exposition in which you could see young British artists. And there's one artist called Damien Hirst that's very controversial right now in England, because what he wants to do is put in the face of the people some hypocrisy of some behaviors. I'll give you an example. He, for example, took... it's going to sound very strange.
Right.
You have to be very open-minded.
Right, open-minded to think about the art.
You have to be open-minded. He took a cow, okay, and he cut the cow in different pieces, like five or six pieces, and he's put all the pieces in a glass box with formaldehyde inside. So what happens is that you can walk around those boxes and see inside the animal and all that. So, of course, it's very shocking for a lot of people to see something like that in a museum. But what he's saying is that why isn't this right, if it's all right to take an animal and cut it in thousands of pieces and eat it after?
Right, then you might as well. It gets people to think, and I think that's...
It gets people to think, because when you eat your steak and your plate, you don't think about the animal. You think about your meal.
Right.
Just enjoying a meal, but you don't think about the fact that this was an animal that got killed and that you're eating, you know?
Right. So, no, that's, I think, the purpose of the whole exhibition. I think London is known for a whole range of various forms of art. I mean, probably one of the most concentrated cities in the world with regards to its offerings in the world of art.
Yeah, definitely. When you enter the exposition, there's a huge, huge, huge shark in formaldehyde. And for him, it's a symbol of... the human having control over one of the scariest animals, scariest fish you could imagine. And so having a shark in formaldehyde, it gives you the occasion to look at it And because you could never look at a shark normally because, you know, it's so dangerous.
Right, but it puts it in all into perspective, and I think that, again, is one of those things that you go to a museum and you leave there with a different perspective on the world around you.
Yeah, exactly. For him, this is showing that the shark is dead, but in a sense, the shark will be preserved forever, so it's a reflection on mortality and immortality.
Did you see any 110-pound piranhas while you were there?
If I saw what?
Any 110-pound piranhas.
I did not. But there was a sheep.
I think that would give him another angle for his next exhibition.
Yeah, but actually, you know what he did? He took many fishes, and he's put I would say, 50 fishes in a small box with formaldehyde, and he's covered a whole wall with that.
Sounds very efficient.
Anyways, you know. So that's his trip, and he's very, very controversial right now in England. But I was very curious to see what he was all about, and I also went to visit the war cabinets.
Right, that was very interesting.
That was very interesting. That's where Winston Churchill was with the. Winston Churchill was with the high command of the army, and that's where they were calling the shots during Second World War. And so it's like a bunker. It's definitely a bunker.
Sure.
They were underground, and they were staying there sometimes for weeks without seeing the light of day.
I heard his nickname was Archie.
Oh, yeah? That's possible. That's very possible. And so you could see maps on the walls where they were drawing the new frontiers and making drawings of where the armies were and all that. And so you could see Winston Churchill's bedroom also with his office and his little bed where he was sleeping. And, you know, you could see how a very small amount of people would gather together and stay on the ground for weeks and still have a look on the world and be able to control and give commands.
Right, and everything was as it was when the war ended in 1945. Nothing really had been touched. It was exactly as it was.
So the space was left there, and you actually saw the final frontier.
Right, it was all... It was all...
He's a funny guy.
Oh, yes.
I bring greetings, by the way, Genevieve. I went to visit a friend of the show, and Mark Arsenault from our sister station... Say quoi downstairs, and he says hello.
Oh, well, say hello to him, too. Good.
I sure will.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the history of the war and all of that. There are a lot of other great, very interesting museums that I've had the chance to see in the Imperial War Museum, which looks at the First and Second World Wars, plus military might up to the present day. There's also the National Army Museum and the Royal Air Force Museum, which is around 20 minutes from downtown in Herndon. So, I mean, if somebody is an aficionado of military artifacts, military history, tanks.
Iraqi tanks.
Yeah, tanks. I mean, I think they have an Iraqi tank there, but it's a long way to go to actually go see it. You can't rent a car to get there. But, you know, it's a great city for those aficionados. You go to one museum each day.
I heard they've got a lot of good hobby stores nearby, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of people like to build the tanks and the gift shops in the museums where you can actually buy
the models. That kind of thing.
Right, all that sort of thing.
Sure.
Medieval soldiers right up to the modern day. And if you're going to all those museums, the tip that I can pass along here is get what they call a London White Card. It costs £16 for 3 days. It lets you into 15 different museums. So since the average admission...
The White Card? What is this? The White Card?
Yeah, called the London White Card.
Okay.
£16. Lets you in 3 days, unlimited admission to a total of 15 participating museums. And so since the average admission...
A little heavy to carry around, isn't it?
No, she little card, just like the credit card, and you show it to the museum.
That's the value. It's about $30.
Around $30, and it's a good value because your average admission to each of those museums would be £5-6, so get yourself one of those cards available at the London Tourist Bureau, the Convention Bureau offices.
Sure. Now, Genevieve,
what
areas of London did you not like so much? Did you find me waiting around a corner for you like you did in Berlin? Yeah, that was me.
Oh, my God. Nightmare. No, actually, it's such a big, big, big city, and I was pretty much in the center all the time, and even when I was going a bit further, I discovered a nice area around Old Street. I had to go meet some people around Old Street, and someone said to me, oh, this is not maybe an area you're going to like. It might be a tougher area. And then I ended up there, and there was beautiful streets with little cafes and little restaurants, and I felt like I was in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
So I think they're doing a lot of efforts to really embellish, you know, the whole city, because it's beautiful everywhere.
So you're actually quite the trooper, adventurous, eh? Don't go there tonight. Well, why not?
why not? Exactly. I want to see. Yeah. No, I can't say there's an area that I did not like, but I got to admit that I was most of the time in very beautiful areas in the center of the city.
Well, that's pretty nice.
And I never felt, traveling on the subway system and heading out to different parts all over town, never felt at any time, you know, that everyone was very helpful. I mean, people in the subway system is very easy to navigate. There are people in the stations to answer questions, to help you where you're going. So it's a very easy city to get around in that regard, and people are very friendly, very helpful, and very outgoing. So at no time
Absolutely.
Did I ever feel...
Absolutely, that's true. People are really nice over there.
Well, that's pretty good. I heard they even have a 211 bus, Stephen.
Yeah, and there were two of them back-to-back, so to again remind
yeah,
us...
Yeah, so I guess Lawrence Hannigan must be running the transit system.
Right, I guess he has a new job.
Stephen,
reminds
did you
me
tell
of home,
them?
But again, it was very easy to get around.
Well, did you tell us what, Genevieve?
Stephen, did you tell them we went to see a play?
Yeah, we were going to talk about that. We went. It's very much a theater town. I mean, in one square mile, there are like 32 theaters. There's over 100 in... the city of London itself. We went to see at the Phoenix Theater Blood Brothers, which is a musical. And
interesting, Blood Brothers would be playing at the Phoenix Theater.
Yeah, I mean, it's a play on words. I guess when they came back from
he
the
never
hospital.
Misses one, eh?
No, he catches everything. The Blood Brothers at the Phoenix Theater, but it was a very interesting musical. Like, Genevieve, you said you don't normally sometimes like musicals, but this was a musical that you liked.
I find them very cheesy sometimes. I don't always like them. You know, I once went to see The Phantom of the Opera, and I left at the middle of the play. You know, I don't really like these. But Blood Brothers was really fun. It's a musical, but it's very interesting because there's a lot of good actors, and the songs are good. The music was good. I didn't find it tacky. I didn't find it cheesy.
Did you find it beautiful?
I did. I did find it beautiful. I did find it really entertaining and really fun and actually really young. You know?
Right, it was geared to audiences really of all ages, so it would appeal to no matter how young or old you were, but it was also carried a message, and it had a storyline that went with it that, you know, carried forward.
Story.
Yeah, there was a storyline, not just the songs, the storyline molded together
of two twin brothers separated at birth, and they keep on meeting all their lives. And it ends in a pretty dramatic way. Mm. So we're not going
to
give the punch.
No, you have to go and actually
going there.
Actually
but it's
see
good,
it. But
and it's not, I didn't find it predictable, I think.
You no,
know,
you
usually
didn't.
Usually in those stories, you're like, okay, this is what's going to happen and this and this and that. But in that case, I couldn't really guess what was going to happen. Sorry, I'm losing my English.
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, we're all Montrealers, so we speak what we call franglais.
but you're saying the truth there, because you didn't necessarily know, well, this is where it's going to be 2.5 hours later.
Oh,
you
no.
know how it's going to end.
No. Oh, no, definitely not.
Genevieve, would you like to stay online while we take a break?
Oh, sure.
And we'll invite our listeners to call 383-6000. Pizza, Dunedin, real great pizza, and a whole lot more at your door, 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza, Dunedin.
Crap World.
You guys are bad.
AM 600 Montreal.
Hi, this is Lita Polson. I'm at Bro et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, celebrating Christmas here. Maybe you want to get a huge family gift, the perfect gift for the family for $7.95 a month. Enjoying your favorite news channels, your entertainment channels, is the Express View satellite dish. Come in for all the details here at Bro et Martineau. Remember, it's 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, right near the Café en Grignon. And I love the Express View satellite dish. It starts at $4.99. And it's going to suit your taste and your budget. But Bro et Martineau is offering the 24-inch dish. It's going to end up saving you money while you enjoy breathtaking digital images, crystal clear CD sound. Buy now, and you're going to take advantage this weekend of a $50 off programming fee. So drop on by today. Find out more about Express View satellite dishes at Bro et Martineau. You're going to love winter with the Express View satellite dish. Buy now, pay only November 1998, and we have gift ideas for you at Bro et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbortsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Castle Patsy-Cacus here for the good folks at Village de Cuir with a little Christmas help from them. Yes, indeedy. Right now, through Christmas, they are open every Sunday from 12 to 5. Give you a few extra hours to get some of that shopping done, a little hand, and they want to remind you as well, they asked me to remind you, that the sheepskin is in. What a great Christmas gift idea. Sheepskin, those very cold months, February, March, it keeps you warm. It's the latest fashion, and it is at the lowest prices because you are buying from Village de Cuir. 6719 Monk Boulevard, 766-7583.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on CIQC AM 600. I'm back with Stephen Pickford and Genevieve Bourne. And we're working for the weekend here, and it's my kind of day. We're going to fly Air Subaru through one of these storms.
One of these storms that's blowing lightly outside. We get that Christmas atmosphere out there.
So Genevieve, I noticed that you were in Homemakers magazine. Tell us about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you saw me, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to show up at our studio, so at least I got to look at you and imagine. So I got it taped to the microphone, and I'm talking to you.
Hey, well, you know, we'll meet one day.
Certainly.
yeah, it was, they put me, actually, there's an English version and a French version of Homemakers. So I was on the front of the French version of, ça s'appelle Madame.
The Madame magazine.
Okay. Yeah.
So and, we can call you Madame Genevieve.
You know, still Mademoiselle, but they call me Madame already.
Really?
Anyway, so they asked me to be part of the photo shoot for to present fall fashion. And they've asked some presenters all across Canada to mm-hmm. be part of that photo shoot, and they've asked me, so I was really wow.
So you were the model for the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Did you get to take any of those clothes home?
I just got the watch.
Oh, just the watch?
Yeah, but it's a very beautiful watch.
Well, yes, of course it's a beautiful watch.
Yes.
So you got to keep an eye on that timepiece.
Right. And we also ate some nice restaurants. We ate at the Langham Hilton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Good food and a very beautiful dining room.
Was it piping hot and real great?
It was very good. It, you know, it's a very old hotel. And it's right in front of the BBC, and there's a very big dining room, and they have this menu they're promoting right now, the theater menu. It's for people that are going to see a play in that area. They make sure you can have a whole meal right before going to see the play, and they also invite you after to come back and have a drink or a dessert and coffee and all that. And the food was very, very good. And the dining room, the architecture, the design of the dining room is very beautiful. And you have, as I was saying, a view on the BBC and all that.
Right, the building outside all lit up at night. It's a very elegant dining room and very sophisticated service, but they have that pre-theater menu, 18 and a half pounds, full course meal, and it's all time that you can get in and out of there in really an hour. But if you don't want to rush with your dessert or your coffee, they just give you a little receipt and you come back after the show and you can have that sort of at your leisure. So that's a good thing. Another nice place that I had the chance to drop by was the Great Northern Hotel, coming back on the train from York. Didn't want to avail myself of the onboard soggy sandwich on a paper plate, the prepackaged food on the train. So crossing right across from King's Cross Station, like 2 feet from it.
That's a CP first class meal.
Yeah, if you're lucky. But the you just crossed the street to the Great Northern Hotel, which was actually the oldest purposely built hotel in London. It was built in 1854, even before the Langham Hilton. So if you don't want to eat the hamburger in the fast food court of the railroad station, very reasonably priced, just 2 feet across the alleyway is the Great Northern Hotel for a nice sit-down dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And also wanted to pass along another great meal was at upstairs at the Savoy. Now, everyone knows about the Savoy Hotel. It was actually where Marconi made his first transatlantic broadcast to North America.
Giuliano.
Yeah, and also looked at the menu, and I didn't know I had the pan-fried scallops, and they were huge. They were like size.
Actually, he used the very microphone Stephen is using
yes,
right now.
Yes, I think they imported them. They were the original ones. But great pan-fried scallops. What a lovely meal. A great lunch, brasserie-style restaurant, just to get off your feet. Avoid the fast food restaurants. We have them all here. Go to a place that...
Yes.
Yeah, they have places there. Go to a place that is like a London institution, like the Savoy, and have a nice, quiet, sit-down lunch. Again, the service was impeccable. Great food. They had on the menu, and I had to ask them about it because it reminded me of Montreal they had, and I'm not kidding, the Arnold Bennett omelet.
The Arnold Bennett omelet?
I figured
Arnold
they gave
Bennett.
You a copy did, of the...
Did it sit well, or did it try to... raise
well, I had to go to the stand up in front of the rental board. No, it was named after the novelist who had stayed at the Savoy many years ago.
Unlike the Vic Phillips submarine, right?
No, which is full of baloney.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to enjoy that.
Oh yeah, but lots of great restaurants.
Actually,
I'm sure
you know,
you
the Marconi
that.
Angle is something special because this radio station, CIQC, was originally founded by Marconi himself in
1919
as XWA.
XWA, so we have that.
But you were not working there already, eh?
No, but we did hear that Wally Crowder was senior correspondent during the Civil War, and he helped open the station.
Yes, I don't know whether there's any truth to that story. I think there's some people that are still around from that era. Way back when. Another tip, I don't know what you, I know you got a lift in from the airport, but Airbus Direct is a new service. People are familiar with Airbus. Not the air.
Ooh, I'm a Boeing man.
Not the aircraft manufacturer, but the it's like Super Shuttle.
Oh, I see.
In the States, and they have the A1 and the A2 routes, which are included in the British Airways holidays packages, the transportation to downtown. But if you don't want to walk from the stop, they also have a point-to-point service like the shared shuttle bus service. For only £5 more round trip, you can upgrade your British Airways voucher by paying the slight difference of £5 at the airport, and you can go from the airport directly to your hotel rather than a fixed route. So that's a new service just within the last year from the same people that run the Airbus A1 and A2 routes called Airbus Direct. And
Airbus is a funny word, isn't it? I mean, I remember you had one of these dreams of an Airbus, and you sat inside the bus, and there was a string running all along the inside of the airplane going, please signal driver.
Please signal
time.
Driver, and exact change required. $4,000 fare, please, you know, no bills required. You know.
And, of course, the crowning achievement, of course, in the airplane, that's the Airbus. Stephen is expecting a sign right next to the pilot's cabin that says, toute mon attention nécessairement de la vie si vous prenez ma parler pas, unless you're my best friend talking about the hockey game last night.
Make a bus in the air. Now,
I wonder if pilots on Airbuses use Journal de Montréal's on their steering wheel.
Right, and well, they put it on autopilot, whether they actually read the newspaper.
And they pull up right behind the other aircraft, you know.
Now, how many times have you been to London overall, Genevieve?
Twice.
Okay.
I've been there twice.
And you would go back tomorrow?
I would go back. I would. You know what? I would even live there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like moving right now. I don't feel like changing cities right now. But if you would give me the choice, if you would say, okay, let's say you have to leave Montreal and you have to go work in another city and live in another city, where would you go? And I would definitely go to London.
Really?
I would live there.
You know something, Genevieve? That's what I say about Montreal all the time, though. I mean, it is my place of choice to live. And as our theme song, which is coming up soon, as says, you know, we play Robert Charlebois, Je reviendrai à Montréal.
Good.
Which you will be hearing. It's always great to come back right here to Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
I have family that lives in other parts of Canada, one who goes to the T word all the time.
Mm-hmm. T word. You know,
we call it Toronto Tui. But
there's something about London also that makes you feel home. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it just, this city, when I go there, I feel at home. There's many cities where you're going to go and you're going to feel good and you're going to find it beautiful,
right.
But you're not going to feel home. And in London, I feel home.
Really?
Yeah. There's similarities, you know, I think in both cities, and I just love the music there, I just love the fashion there and the architecture, so there's so much to see and so much to enjoy in that city.
You know, it's really great having you on board with us here on Travel World, Genevieve.
Hey, my pleasure.
We would definitely like to see you in person here instead of looking at the picture.
I want to thank you for sharing with us some of your impressions of your recent trip, our recent trip to London.
Thank you very much for having me on that trip.
And certainly we know that another friend of the show, Mark Arsenault from Sequoia, would also like to send his greetings and best wishes to you.
Well, send him my wishes too, and I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you again.
And wish him a happy birthday, Genevieve.
Oh, yeah?
He's a birthday boy on Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Stefan.
Yeah, thank you.
And Chad the engineer, he's had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday, and, you know, and thanks very much again. It was a pleasure for me to be part of this trip.
Thank you, Genevieve.
Okay.
And coming up next week here on Travel World Christmas Show, the Christmas remembrances, the Christmas travel experiences of many of our correspondents, Vic Phillips, Tanya Ray, Sharon Delaney, all of them talking about Christmas travel experiences.
Christmas memories.
Christmas memories. Of course, we have our memories, too.
And the most littlest angels.
Yes. We won't be telling those stories. Maybe we will. We don't know. That'll be next week here on Travel World.
Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC, and welcome back to Canada's greatest city, Montreal. We love to travel, but we love to stay right here.
And thank you for making us part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600 CIQC, Information Radio in Montreal.
A very beautiful city.
Des roses bleues.